WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
March is National Kidney Month, and chronic kidney disease affects far too many in the Commonwealth. I recently spoke with Ms. LaShawna Harris, the co-chair of the Kentucky Black Care Initiative, Kidney Awareness, Resources, and Education, about a new program in Frankfort and Lexington to educate the public about chronic kidney disease. Ms. Harris, thank you very much for talking with me today. I understand as part of the month of March, we're looking at health awareness regarding kidney and renal issues, and you are co-chair of the Kentucky Black Care Initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The Kentucky Black Care Initiative, and CARE, which is K-A-R, stands for Kidney Awareness, Resources, and Education, is a part of an initiative that was launched by the Frankfort Lexington, Kentucky chapter of the Links Incorporated. We received a grant in order to elevate the public's awareness of kidney health as well as chronic kidney disease.
And this is a disease entity that's fairly prevalent in our community, and yet I think the average person on the street isn't really aware yet of just how prevalent chronic kidney disease is in our communities.
Yes, chronic kidney disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. 30 million Americans have kidney disease. 9 out of 10 people don't even realize that they're in kidney failure. So this is one of the reasons that we really wanted to elevate Kentucky's awareness regarding chronic kidney disease, because it affects so many of us and we don't even know it. Currently, there are 797 Kentuckians that need a kidney transplant here in Kentucky. So it's really important that we recognize that kidney disease is an issue in the state.
Well, and that brings up, mentioning folks waiting on the transplant list, brings up the issue that is something I've always tried to educate everyone about, and that is there's a simple matter of talking with our families. When we go get our driver's license or renew our license, we can indicate that in the event of our deaths, we can be kidney donors. And then, of course, there's also living kidney donors as well, which I think a lot of folks aren't aware of, that occasionally, as a living, healthy person, you can also donate a kidney.
Yes, Dr. Davis, you're exactly right. Before I began working on this project, I wasn't even aware that you could be a living kidney donor. And once we were able to talk to a local nephrologist, Dr. Afenye, he brought that to our attention as we were working on bringing awareness to this particular issue. Over the Christmas holiday, the chapter actually sent out over 300 holiday cards to family and friends across the United States that provided information on being a living kidney donor. So yes, if you are a healthy individual, you can donate a kidney.
And then, of course, coming back to people being unaware that they may have kidney issues, this is something that folks can address with their primary care physician, their nurse practitioner, whoever they see. They can always ask to make sure that they're screened for kidney disease.
Yes, and that's one of the other things that we're advocating for citizens of Kentucky, is that we need to take a proactive approach in our communications with doctors and other medical professionals about asking those types of questions, discussing concerns, really getting information about the results of your blood work. You know, lots of times we go to the doctor and we have blood work done, but we really don't engage in a deep conversation about what those numbers mean. And so, you know, one of the things that we would do is just empower the public that the next time you go to a doctor and the next time you get blood work done, to really ask those basic questions about, now, what does this mean? You know, what are my levels? What are, you know, what does this, these blood results, what do they mean as far as my health is concerned? So proactive, taking a proactive approach is very important for us.
Always a good idea to be a partner with your healthcare provider, certainly. And we'll put some information about the Black Care Initiative up on the website. But before we part, Ms. Harris, is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know?
I would just like to leave them with just letting them know that it's really important to be an advocate for their own healthcare, and that chronic kidney disease is a prevalent issue, and 1 out of 7 people in the United States have chronic kidney disease. And we would just empower and employ the public to just really take a proactive approach in their own health care and make sure that they are engaging in healthy lifestyles and healthy living and exercising. So,
my thanks today to Ms. LaShawna Harris, co-chair of the Kentucky Black Care Initiative, for talking with us about kidney awareness resources and education. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.